Livewire with Ling Pang.
This is Ling Pang for Livewire. My guest today is a very talented performer, singer, songwriter, Haywood. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very, very happy to get to speak to you.
I have been so looking forward to speaking to my idol.
Oh, bless your cotton socks. If I'm your idol, I'm yours. You're mine.
You actually come from a musical family because of your father.
Yep.
Your father, Donald Haywood.
Yes, Donald Haywood from The Fantastics. You know, he passed away a few years ago, and so I just, you know, stay connected to with him, you know, play his music, play, you know, so I can hear his voice, and it's so beautiful.
It's keeping the legacy going for your father, isn't it, Haywood?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. My sister actually is also, she's an incredible singer, MZ, and you know, we do a lot of things together, but we love, you know, we'll play one of his songs, she's in London, and I'm in Miami right now, and we will like, just sing at the top of our voices, you know, together with him. It's like singing with him, so it's so lovely.
Your father, actually their band relocated to the UK in the late 60s and then later on changed the name to The Fantastics. Were you born here in the United Kingdom?
I was, yes. I was born in London. I was born and bred in London, yeah. So I went to stage school, Corona Stage School in Chiswick when I was 12 or 13. Mm. I'm very proud to be a Londoner.
You have been traveling all over the world because of your music career.
Yes, yeah. I love traveling. I love it. I love it. I love meeting different people, you know, and, you know, different weather and different cultures and different food and just, I really love it.
You are very diverse. You have done many, many things as an artist in singing, dancing, in movies. Are you mostly a singer performer at heart?
Yes, I'm primarily a singer-songwriter-performer or singer-songwriter-entertainer, old school. Yeah, I'm primarily that. I love singing, I love music, and I love dancing. You know, I started off as a dancer as a kid, and I used to dance on Top of the Pops, the last group called Zoo. And before I got my deal, my original deal, but record deal. And I love it. I mean, I'm always singing, I'm always writing, I'm always dancing. I'm exploring hip hop right now, which I find really interesting. And Latin hip hop.
You starred in the West End Theatre production of Bubbly Brown Sugar and appeared regularly on Europe's longest running TV show, Top of the Pops. That is so loved by the British public. Yeah. I love Top of the Pops.
Oh, yeah. Top of the Pops was so fun, especially in the 80s. You know, it was a fun time. Very colourful, very melodic.
I miss it, you know, when they start.
Positive.
It used to be on the Thursday evening, wasn't it? We all want to see who's number one. And they were part of our life, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know what I love about England? I don't know if it's like that still, you know, in terms of with Top of the Pops as well, is that every Sunday you would wait for the chart.
Yes,
day, right?
I remember.
Even when I used to dance on top of, when I was a dancer on Top of the Pops, you used to have to wait to see who is in the charts and who, especially from the international, weren't able to come and do Top of the Pops, so we would dance to it.
Yeah.
But I love that as a country, like, most people you know would know what is in the charts. So, like, so, such a musical heritage, I think, that England has, and it's so, that's what I'm always proud of, like, being in America a lot. I love the way that, I was saying to somebody yesterday, it was just in London last week, that the thing about the British is that everybody, they're very individual. You know, we take our flavor from what we're inspired by and then create our own thing, you know, which is, I think, what the Beatles did. And, you know, and so I love that about Britishness. Yes.
So you have been living at equal time in America and in the UK, or you have lived a different part of the world because your music career takes you everywhere?
Well, my music has taken me everywhere and still continues to do so. However, in the 90s, I moved to the States, primarily for weather reasons, and I moved to New York And then 5 years ago, I moved to Miami. But I really consider myself a world citizen. So I travel, you know, I travel home all the time. You know, my current record company, Energize Records, are based there. And you know, most of my audience is primarily European. So that's, you know what I mean? I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. But I like to wake up, you know, I lay my hat in Miami right at the moment because the weather, I just like the style of life here.
So you have worked with famous songwriters and producers, Mike Starkings.
Starkings and Waterman.
And released singles with them. Some of the singles you released called You Better Not Fooled Around and Getting Closer in the 80s. I absolutely love those songs. They are dance tracks, aren't they? They're really disco themed music time, you know, really lovely.
Really lovely. Thank you so much.
Your biggest success is the song Roses, reached number 11 in the United Kingdom.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful song. That song sort of put your name on the map?
Yes, it definitely did. I mean, as soon as I came out of the, you know, my first single, it's always done well in the clubs because, you know, I consider myself like a, you know, dance soul pop artist. Mm. And it always starts with, I love music that makes you move. So my first single was A Time Like This, did very well in all the club charts around the world. You know, Billy Ocean was a backing vocalist on that. It was my very first session that I'd done when I signed to CBS. And then I had a song called I Can't Let You Go that also did very well. I just hadn't crossed over to pop, but Roses was the one that crossed over to the pop, from dance to pop.
Another song which I absolutely adore, Getting Closer.
Yeah, Getting Closer with Stock Aitken and Waterman. That was a really fun record. And I was with Stock Aitken and Waterman like kind of really at the beginning. So actually, interesting fact about that is that Kylie Minogue had covered it as a B-side on one of her records. Don't ask me which one right now, my memory's bad. But Getting Closer was great. I enjoyed shooting the video for that. That was when I was going into my Diana Ross phase. I love doing the music and then working out how that's going to present itself, you know, in terms of how it's presented visually, fashion-wise. I love all that kind of stuff.
The incredible videos that you have made. They look absolutely beautiful, entertaining. You're so slim and fit. How do you keep fit?
I just dance a lot, you know, like literally. I don't believe in doing exercise just for the sake of it. Like how boring would that be? You know what I mean? Mm. I think as we get older, especially like I like to stay true to, you know, my heart. So because I love dance, like I said, like that's my cardio. Like today was to go, I just went to a dance class and you just dance without stopping for 1 hour, you know. And it's so fun. You don't even feel like you're working out because you're dancing. So I like to do that. And I'm pretty healthy. I'm a healthy eater, you know. Mm. So I don't eat junk food. So just because I don't like the feeling. I think that our bodies are like, I don't understand why I'm talking about this, but anyway, you know, like our colon is like a long, 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 long pipe, right?
Yes.
So I think that, especially as you get older, if I keep putting junk in there, it's just going to rust the pipes, right? So I always make sure, like two or three times a year, I like to do a detox and I like to be healthy. And so that's kind of how I keep myself, feeling comfortable.
What are your current projects?
So currently I have a record out called Love Eternally, which is it's like a disco record. And it was written to, it was inspired by a really good girlfriend that helped me through a breakup. Mm. So it's a ode to my BFF song, but, you know, love song, Love Eternally. So that came out a few weeks ago, and last week my album came out, which is called Bounce Back Deluxe, and Love Eternally is on that. So that's my new album that's just come out, and it's been getting a great reaction. The fans really love it. That makes me really happy. So it's very dancey. It's got a couple of ballads on there. So that's what I'm doing right now.
The song Love Eternally, it's about yourself then?
It's about my friend. So it's
your friend, about your friend.
My best friend. She just got married, actually. And she just, it's just, you know, when you have a friend that helps you through that knows you really well, and they just create a space when you're going through a hard time where you can just feel comfortable, but, you know, gives you space. Mm. And she just helped me through one of those transitions in my life. Mm. So I wrote that song with her in mind, and also worked with on that album with some other writers, Pete Wilson from Australia, and Matt Pop from Amsterdam is an amazing producer. Mm. So, you know, basically, Love Eternally and Bounce Back Deluxe is a sort of bridge between my 80s and what I'm doing currently, because next year I'll be releasing a lot more, but, you know, more newer stuff, you know, more kind of more, a little bit more housey and, yeah.
You also released a new version of Roses.
Yes, yeah. Matt Pop did such a great, produced such a great version of that. We recorded it, yeah. So it's Roses 2018. I think he really brought it into a current space. I mean, it still sounds like an 80s record, but like he kind of brought it forward, I felt.
You also write your own music.
Yes, I do, yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
For yourself, or you have written for other artists?
I write for myself. I mean, I would love to write for other artists, but there's so much to do. I have a raffle right now that I, because I had actually signed these autographs, like 100, I signed 100 of them and mailed them so that they would be included on, for the people, because this album comes out also in a CD version.
Yeah.
And so I had, you know, we were going to have 100 signed copies, and it got lost in the mail, and I felt so bad, so that they couldn't have those copies. So we're doing a raffle that for my fans, where if they send either a picture of themselves with a CD or something creative, if they've downloaded, and a couple of questions, which are on my Heywood Music Instagram and Facebook. And then the first five we pull out of that raffle, I'm going to do a personalized voicemail for them. Five people. So that's my I was just trying to think of something fun to do, because I felt really bad. I really care about the people that enjoy my music, you know, and I really want to get to know them more. So I kind of really felt bad, you know, for people that were looking forward to receiving that. We're going to be doing a lot of fun things in the next, you know, few months.
Tell me, are you touring?
I'm not touring right now, but next year definitely I will be doing all around Europe. We're working on putting that together right now, so yes.
So there's a lot of preparation, now, isn't there, before
yes.
a tour? How do people find out about your music and your tours? You have a website?
My website is under construction right now, but meanwhile, Heywood Music, Haywoode Music, on Instagram or Facebook. I keep pretty update with that. And, you know, people can contact me that way. Yeah.
Are you on Facebook at all?
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and it's all the same. Heywood Music. So we have to be friends on those.
Like it, then you've got to contact them, isn't it? Very intelligent stuff.
Well,
these
yeah,
days.
I just, you know, I we're working on. I really want to have direct contact with my fans and get to know them and build. You know, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't want to be sort of reliant on Facebook and stuff like that. But, you know, it takes time to do that. So that's my goal. And I really want to know who my fans are, you know, where they're from. I want to know about their lives. And, you know, that way I'm able to serve better, because, you know, my dad always taught me as an artist, like, you serve your audience, you know. He actually said they are your employers.
They're the one who tell you that's a nice record.
Exactly. So it's great to have that conversation. Like, hey, what did you like about that? What did
that's
you like
right.
about this? And so that
yeah.
you can, you know, serve them better. So that's my aim, is to always be able to do that. And so it always makes me happy when I get messages. They're like, oh, I love that song. It makes me feel so happy. Like, the response to the album has been great. And that's like, okay, cool. This is why I do this. And I do everything myself, you know, so I don't have other people doing my social media. Like, I don't want to do that. You know, I want to be having an authentic experience as much as possible. So it's a learning curve, because you come from the 80s where you have PR. You have all these people doing this stuff for you, and it was so different back then.
Mm, mm.
But in a way, it's better now in the sense that I can communicate with my fans directly, one-on-one. I don't even like that word, fans, but, you know. Mm-hmm. That I can connect with people one-on-one, and there's not that whole... In the 80s, it was like you have this mystery as an artist, and now you have direct contact with your audience, which is just, I think, absolutely incredible. And an important aspect in terms of like really getting to know your people.
Thank you so much for coming. Really enjoy the chat with you today. Would you like to introduce your latest song?
Absolutely, my pleasure. So lovely speaking with you. This is Love Eternally by me, Hayward.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.
Trouble, I need. Hello, I'm Tony Mantor of Plateau Music. My new single, Why Not Me, is available on iTunes and all streaming outlets. Its main focus is to bring autism awareness, acceptance, and understanding around the world. Please visit TonyMantor.com or any of the social media platforms for more information on how you can help. Thanks for your support.